This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Continued rough weather, Mobile and Baldwin counties, as that front is pretty much splitting Mobile County and Baldwin County from southwest to northeast. Coming through the power outage, I think we're at 612 in our general area, but throughout the state, Alabama Power reporting a lot more. Also, some photographs coming in here. Larry, thank you. In Atmore, showing the flooding in Atmore. That just came up on that last report. The area in Atmore and Andalusia and all that. He's showing me that flooding. Power out in Wilmer, almost to the lake, says Grant. That's Big Creek Lake he's talking about, I'm pretty sure. Looking at our Facebook page, FM Talk 106.5 on Facebook. Leanna's posted up a picture. I know that stretch, Leanna. That's Highway 69 in Coffeyville. And my people that are listening that have interest and family in the Coffeyville area, trees down. It's 69. It's impassable. I'm looking at, two dozen trees down just in that section of road of 69 in Coffeyville. So some rough weather going through the area. It continues. We'll get more from our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, coming up in just about 20 minutes. All right, I want to introduce to y'all, maybe I'd say introduce, because the other end of the state running for AL5. Of course, we talked to candidates from, we talked to elected officials from AL5, not often candidates for AL5. Andy Blaylock, who is running there in that now open seat that is being vacated by Mo Brooks, joins us to talk about that and a whole lot more. Andy, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Sean. Pleasure to be on this morning or afternoon. I keep feeling like it's morning because I just finished speaking for a while to the Alabama Associated General Contractors up here.
So you're in campaign mode. What is that? Because you are also a teacher, right?
Yes, sir. I've got the day off today so I could speak to AGC and also have this interview, and I've got a couple other interviews today.
Well, there's one, and not saying that I wouldn't have reached out to you for an interview for politics in the Tennessee River Valley, but it was a story from Yellowhammer last week and talking about what you were saying that I said, man, I have got to get this guy on the show with me. And this is your reaction to the parental rights in education bill in Florida. And your reaction, I think, stands out to be more important than anybody's because you are, it says here, due to being an openly gay educator. So you're a teacher and you're a gay man and you're reacting to Disney talking about the Don't Say Gay bill, right?
Yes, sir. And I'm a conservative Republican running on the Republican ticket. So I feel like I'm pretty qualified to talk about what's going on down there.
Yes, you do. You get the mic because of that. So talk to me, your reaction to what's going on in Florida and how Disney's reacted to this.
Well, you know, it starts with partisan politics. The left wants equality to continue to be a partisan issue. They used African Americans. They use LGBT. They have created a pronouns issue, with which a lot of teenagers have attached to, and we've seen that. Me specifically, I've seen that because just this year in my classroom, I had three students come to school and try to use pronouns. And then you have a governor, Governor DeSantis, who has been right in front of these issues every step of the way. I tell you, that man is 100% a patriot in my book. He puts together a parental rights in education bill, and you have the left take an opportunity to call it the Don't Say Gay bill, which it says nowhere in there. Don't say gay. It says that teachers are not allowed to teach sexual orientation or gender identity in grades pre-K through third grade. Okay. So the left took this by storm, trying to call it the Don't Say Gay bill. And that's when I came onto the scene to talk about it. I said, you know, this is the left negatively exploiting LGBT rights to try and obtain 51% of the votes by stirring up and dividing people. We saw it with Black Lives Matter, and now it's coming out that BLM used $6 million to buy a mansion. It's everything that the radical left has stood behind eventually unravels. And so I'm getting ahead of that.
Well, okay, and I appreciate that. And Andy, my reaction here was, I don't want them teaching in those grades anything about sexual orientation, hetero, homo, anything. Why do we have time for that? You know, we have schools that are failing. I mean, we think back here in Alabama and some of our issues here. We've got, you know, so many questions out there of what the kids need to be learning. We're looking at what other countries around the world are teaching and the aptitude of their students. And the age group, isn't it time for, like, just can't we learn to read and do mathematics and you know, social studies, man? Why this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've seen parents be attacked for their conservative stance on how education is being performed. Right here in Alabama, we've gone from almost 2% population in homeschool to over 11%.
Wow.
In the last year. If you were a minority, you went from about 2.5 to 3% to 16% of the population. And even now that COVID is kind of disappearing in the background, people are continuing to homeschool their children. That's why I'm a big advocate for school choice, to be able to allow the money that the government issues to the states to follow those kids to a magnet school, a charter school, to homeschool. See, I teach at a magnet school, Academy for Science and Foreign Language up here. I teach 8th grade science, and I see the struggle that these parents have. I see what an accomplishment it is for them to get their kids in a magnet school, because it is a school of choice, and for those kids to be able to learn science, foreign language, and focus on the other subjects. But we don't see enough advocates for school choice, and we continue to see the left use human rights and equality, or what they call the lack thereof, as a partisan issue to divide people for that 51% of the vote. As a school teacher, I stepped in, I wrote that press release, and I said that we should never be talking sexual orientation or gender identity. And for anybody confused, as a science and biology teacher, there's only two genders, male and female. Now, Sean, I'm fully endorsed by the Log Cabin Republicans. And that is a national, that's the one of the largest chapters of Republicans nationwide. That they are a gay, straight alliance. So it's made up of gays and straights. And they're very conservative. They support a strong national defense. They support free trade, capitalism. They're strong conservatives. They've been backed by the GOP chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel. They've been backed by President Trump. They've fully endorsed me, and they get this situation like I do. So they've pledged their support to stand behind me as I speak out on these issues.
No, and it's great to have. And, you know, to me, it is, it's ridiculous when people say, well, I can't believe you have gay Republicans. What does it mean, somebody's sexual orientation? What does that have to do with their idea about trade policy or taxation or military? I've never understood that. It leaves me scratching my head how that one would – they said, well, they're gay, so they won't be – what? They want to pay more taxes?
Right. Well, Sean, here's how I answer that. I was born and raised a Christian. I'm a Christian today. I love Jesus Christ. I am a conservative. I'm the most conservative candidate in this race because I'm not a career politician. I'm a horse rancher, a professional horse trainer. I have a rodeo team for the youth.
Oh, wow.
At a small business in Athens, Alabama. I'm an educator of 15 years. When you're conservative, you want government to be deregulated, to take that top-down effect off the backs of entrepreneurs, small business owners. You want them to stay out of our homes, out of our pocketbooks. Frankly, if I am elected, I'm going to petition to get rid of the Department of Education. You have
really?
A job for a job for a job, and these people are getting paid when we really could use that money for the platform that's intended, say education, and be able to strengthen our educational process. We need to allow the states to decide how they run their educational process, how they govern business. So that's a true conservative. My lead opponent up here is a Madison County commissioner. He's a pay-for-play, an establishment candidate. He brought down a Civil War monument in 2020 because he said it was too expensive to protect it. He paid $33,000 of taxpayers' money, and he is the front-runner Republican. We can't elect any more Paul Ryans.
If you're just joining in and listen to that, you listen to a man running in AL5, but they probably get some cheers from folks here in AL1. Andy Blaylock, also a teacher here. And you said that about, interesting, on the teaching side. I didn't understand that in the school choice. The schools that would be, they would, you know, AEA would say, no, well, the people will leave the schools, it'll put them in a lurch. But the money, there's leftover money that stays at the old school, and they have less students to teach. You think it would be a boon, you know, if people left and went to another school, they would be left with less students and more revenue, if you believe revenue was the key to all this, which we've been shown it's not. But I mean, your reaction to that?
Well, you know, as President Trump said, when businesses compete, when schools compete, they're going to improve. And when we allow school choice, those schools that lose that funding, now I'm not a member of AEA. I actually was told, join AEA as a teacher. So my first 3 years of teaching, I was a member of AEA. And when I saw what it took out of my paycheck every year, I said, well, shoot, I can spend that $500 on food. Mm-hmm. So I've not been a member of AEA for over 10 years, but even with it taking students out of that school, yes, it will ultimately reduce the class size. And at that time, that school better start improving. They're right. Going to be put on notice, or it's going to be shut down, and we may have to redistrict, resolve that. But, you know, there is a plan, and a lot of your legislators will talk about this, where a portion of money, yes, goes with the kid, but some of it stays back with that zone school, because we want that school to have a grounds to improve.
Mm-hmm.
But we should not punish a child and their family because they live in a low economic neighborhood to continue going to that, when we have a bright young child that can go to a magnet school across town, or, you know, can homeschool and their parents can do a better option. And, you know, maybe a mother can stay at home and help with that, and that money follows the child.
Yeah, before we wrap up here, Andy, I you talked about log cabin Republicans. Has the group come to the aid of DeSantis versus Disney in Florida? Have they engaged in that? Or are there any other groups that represent gay folks that are saying, hey, maybe, you know, kindergarten through third grade, we shouldn't be talking about any sexuality. We should just be doing school. Is there any group like that that's coming to the aid of the state of Florida, the DeSantis?
Absolutely. The entire national chapter of Log Cabin Republicans has backed Governor DeSantis. In fact, the chapter of Broward County in Florida has fully backed him. You'll see pictures if you go to their Facebook group where he's posing in pictures with members of the Log Cabin Republicans. These are conservative, gay, and straight Republicans in Log Cabin that get it. They get that the left is trying to use them, just like they used African-American minorities, and they're standing up against that. They're saying that the Constitution is our document that protects us with equal opportunity under the law, and we cannot continue to reinterpret that as we wish, you know, whatever fits our needs. We've got to interpret it as it's written. We've got to uphold our laws, and that's when America starts to move forward. We've got to stop allowing the radical left to divide us.
All right, Andy Blaylock, people want to get more information about your campaign here in AL5 or more about you. Where do they go?
They're going to go to andyblaylock.org. Folks, I'm feeding people with meat and potatoes here in North Alabama, but we're going to feed a lot more people with that. My front runner that I'm up against, he's feeding with filet mignon, empty promises. He's the establishment candidate. So if you can pitch in $20.22 for 2022, go to andyblaylock.org. I appreciate you.
There you go. That's putting the hay down there where the horses can get after it. Andy, thank you, man.
Thank you, Sean. Take care.
You too. Andy Blaylock joining us right here on Midday Mobile, and we're coming right back.